This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Previously on Queen of the Con. In May of 2021, con artist Danielle Miller is arrested in her downtown Miami high-rise while recovering from Brazilian butt lift surgery.
She was yelling at the police for, like, you know, getting her butt tissue out of joint when they were handcuffing her.
She's accused of trying to scam the federal government out of nearly $1 million.
Which suggests she's not going to walk away from this without doing at least some jail time.
But Danielle Miller is no stranger to jail time. At just 32 years old, she's got a shockingly long rap sheet in multiple states. And her trouble with the law, sadly, starts really young.
I was 13 when I made the videos.
At the time, were you a virgin?
I'm Jonathan Walton, and this is Queen of the Con, The Rich Girl, Episode 2, Swiffer Girl.
It's really a shame. She's obviously a very intelligent person, and it would be nice if she put that to better use.
Long before Danielle Miller attracts attention for being a con artist, back in 2004, a teenage scandal overnight puts her name on the lips of every student, every parent, and every teacher at her prep school.
And she said she's Swiffer Girl, and of course, and I only kind of knew what that was because I worked at New York Magazine, which had done a big story about it.
In 2018, when Danielle Miller calls up journalist Jessica Pressler, she's looking to get her story out there, her Swiffer Girl story.
She showed me, she was kind of working on a memoir at that point. She had done a lot of writing, and I learned all about Swiffergate. Her stories were bananas, and she was a great writer and storyteller, and I actually ended up putting her in touch with a literary agent at one point.
No.
Yeah.
Wow. Did you consider her at that point like a colleague almost? Like you thought she had good writing chops and a good story to tell?
No, I wouldn't say a colleague. It was more like, this is an interesting person, and what a wild story, and...
Yeah.
If she can do it herself, then, you know, maybe better for her if she can, you know, sort that out. But, I mean, obviously she wasn't the most stable person in the world. She didn't appear to me to be dangerous or anything like that. It was just, you know, this is a live wire, a bit of a live wire, but interesting to talk to.
And do you know if it went anywhere? Did the agent you introduced her to sign her to a deal, or is she writing a book? I mean, she claims to be doing so many things right now.
I think it was something like, the agent met with her, read the pages, was like, had the same feeling I did, like, wow, this person is like crazy and kind of a great story. And then, you know, when it came to kind of maybe actually doing the work, it's like it kind of fell apart. Yeah, I'm not sure. She kind of maybe disappeared at that point. And then the next chapter of her life began.
And that next chapter is a real page turner. But before we get to it, it's important to understand Danielle Miller's original claim to fame, or infamy in this case.
How did Danielle Miller first, you know, burst into public consciousness, at least in New York social circles?
When Danielle was in the eighth grade, the internet was new. It was the early 2000s, and she sent an explicit video to a classmate who had asked her to send something saying she, or to show that she wasn't a prude. She sent a video of her doing something with a Swiffer, unclear what, and it went viral. And it was kind of like the first viral example of revenge porn. And she was 13 years old, and it was horrible, and she was ostracized, and it really just kind of set a tone for her life, really. I think it really was a defining incident for her.
And this isn't just any run-of-the-mill school where what's come to be known as Swiffergate happens. It's Horace Mann, a private and extremely expensive prep school in New York City where the likes of mega-billionaire Rupert Murdoch sent his son James.
Horace Mann is, you know, one of those elite New York City private schools that is known as kind of like a feeder to Ivy League schools. It's for intelligent, wealthy, it's a very well-known elite New York City private school. It's like the school that you conjure when you think of what a New York City private school is. Competitive, you know, intense, a tough place. Probably a very tough place to weather a scandal like that.
I can imagine just the devastation that would cause a video like that getting out in school and your classmates and teachers either having seen it or heard of it, you know, God, what that would do to someone.
I reach out to 37 different people affiliated with Horace Mann, from students in Danielle's graduating class to teachers, even janitors. No one wants to talk about it. And Danielle is still blocking at Queen of the Con on Instagram. She clearly doesn't want to talk to me either, but she has said publicly during an interview, quote,
I was 13 when I made the videos, and then all this came to fruition where it like came out when I was 14.
At the time, were you a virgin?
Yeah, I was a virgin until I was 15. I didn't even know if I was doing what I was doing on the videos properly. Like, I didn't know how to masturbate. Like, I didn't even know what to do. It was basically all acting, like.
What made you pick up the Swiffer? Do you remember?
I honestly don't remember, and I literally never seen the videos ever again since then. I remember that in one of them that was sent out to everyone to the whole world was in the background, Britney Spears' Toxic was playing, that had just come out, and like that song like triggered me for years, but
Oh my God, and also I remember like being that age and being so hypersexual all the time, and also I remember just how mean everyone was to each other. I feel like middle school, the time was like, especially in that area, the Upper East Side, the girls were just fucking demonic.
I mean, people were really, really mean to me for a long time.
It's heartbreaking. The embarrassment, the shame, the stress. It's hard enough being a teenager in that Mean Girls type atmosphere to begin with, let alone to single-handedly become the focus of everyone's scorn and ridicule.
And it was the early 2000s, which is not even like now. It was just a really less forgiving time. She was blamed for it and ostracized, and parents didn't want their kids to play with her and stuff like that. It was horrible. It was really a horrible kind of, it made her more of an empathetic character, I think, than she might otherwise have been.
Do you think that is, if not the reason, one of the reasons she became who she became in terms of being comfortable with, you know, diplomatically altering reality when she's talking about her life or doing all these things she's accused of, lying, stealing, cheating?
I mean, it's really hard to say, right? It's certainly a very easy line to point to. I mean, you can definitely, you know, draw that conclusion, but who knows, you know, what a person is going to turn out like if that hadn't happened. Like, was it like a sliding doors moment?
Perhaps, but here's the thing that really strikes me as odd. In every con artist case I've ever investigated, including my own in season one where the Irish heiress tricked me out of close to $100,000, never once have I come across a con artist who actually admits to being a con artist. Danielle Miller is a different breed, though. In that New York Magazine article, she's quoted as saying,
"I more so consider myself a con artist than anything."
That's not what she told a friend in private, or was overheard saying at a bar somewhere. That's what she told a New York Magazine reporter, knowing full well it would be published all over the world.
Her name has been dragged through the mud since she's 13 years old.
My buddy, Evan Goldstein, is profoundly sad for Danielle Miller.
I do feel a lot of empathy for her. It's like everyone was 13.
Yeah.
Everyone has done stupid shit. Everyone can think back to a time where they didn't know what the fuck they were doing. They just, you know, wanted people to like them. They wanted to be part of the crowd. That has to kind of fuck someone up in the head. If that is your identity as a 13-year-old person,
what's to become of you? Nothing good.
Who wouldn't be mortified?
Oh, I know. I think I would kill myself. I flirted with suicide at that age anyway. But if that were to happen, oh my God, I think I would kill myself. Like, my heart breaks for her. I'm sorry she had to go through that.
And Evan raises a valid point that never even occurred to me. And it kind of blew my mind, because it possibly explains why Danielle Miller would out herself to the world as a con artist.
Well, is it better to be infamous for this than to be infamous from this mistake you made as a 13-year-old, not even fully developed, and that's how you're known as a person in your life constantly running away? Is it better to become famous for another reason, you know, not necessarily a positive one? She has been arrested. She's been indicted. She served time in jail. Like,
I hadn't thought of that. So maybe she's trying to black out the Swiffer girl past by becoming this renowned con artist.
Yeah.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid Kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Swiffer Girl has seemingly eclipsed everything else in Danielle Miller's life at this point. That New York Magazine article quotes her diary where she writes,
"I lived in a never-ending Gossip Girl episode. Everyone wanted to be friends with Swiffer Girl. Everyone wanted Swiffer Girl at their parties. Everyone wanted pictures with Swiffer Girl. Everyone wanted Swiffer Girl's autograph. Everyone wanted to smoke hookah with Swiffer Girl. Everyone's parents didn't want their kids around Swiffer Girl. Everyone wanted to try drugs with Swiffer Girl. Everyone wanted to pregame with Swiffer Girl. Everyone wanted to fuck Swiffer Girl."
To a certain extent, like, that's not her fault, you know?
That's a tough statement to wrap my head around. On the one hand, Danielle Miller is a con woman with a rap sheet that would make Mayor Smith and Lizzie Mulder blush. But on the other hand, knowing what happened to her as a 13-year-old makes me want to cut her some slack. And journalist Jessica Pressler feels the same way. In fact, Danielle Miller considers Jessica a friend.
Kind of like everything that she said, you know, it was like maybe it was 50% true, or it was so crazy that like it couldn't be made up, some of the things that she said.
Another interesting fact about the Danielle Miller case, which kind of coincides with my own con artist, the Irish heiress, her family disowned her. Danielle Miller's family has disowned her.
Mm-hmm.
And that to me is a red flag and proof that she must be really messed up for her entire family, her mother, her father, her aunts, her uncles, her cousins, to not want anything to do with her.
Yep. I'm sure that they are blamed for it all the time, which is pretty terrible. Yeah, it must be very difficult to live with that. It's kind of like probably having like a heroin addict or something as a child, you know, just like somebody who's, you know, really out of control of their lives. It's really sad.
In a way, it's worse because, I don't know, is it the perception of, is she choosing to be evil? Or she probably scammed all of them too. I mean, that's the case in my con artist's case. She scammed her own family, so they disowned her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that often happens.
Of course, in an interview she gave, Danielle has a truly bizarre way of explaining her parents not talking to her, saying, quote,
"And my parents have stopped, been on and off talking to me for... since I was like 19, but I block it out. So like my parents could start talking to me tomorrow and I literally won't remember this entire time that they haven't talked to me. Like it's part of compartmentalizing from when I was younger. Like my ex-boyfriend from college, when I said to him, they're not talking to me. He's like, you don't remember that? Like they wouldn't talk to you for like 2 months at a time or something for like, I don't even.
You just block it all out.
I mean, I sincerely doubt the veracity of that story. Her family loved her at one point. I've actually spoken to members of her family. They don't want to be interviewed for the podcast, but they told me, in no uncertain terms, she did scam them. And they say she's a pathological liar.
Even a mob boss, right, who kills and murders for a living and robs and, you know, harms people, they love their family. They love their kids. They have a respect for their parents and their, you know, their aunts, their uncles. So they have morals in that respect, but con artists don't. They'll scam their family. They'll scam. My con artist used her daughter, her adolescent daughter, to scam people. They have no sense of right or wrong when it comes to family at all. And that's usually why they get disowned fairly quickly.
I think one of the things I found really interesting about this genre of person is that they have their own moral codes.
And Danielle Miller's moral code is formed early on. At 16 years old, her Swiffer Girl reputation is only 2 years in the rearview mirror, and her parents attempt to drastically change the narrative by reportedly throwing her a huge birthday party, a Sweet 16, in Soho, a really trendy part of Manhattan. Hundreds of guests from Horace Mann are in attendance. There's high-end catering and entertainment. And this is where, by some accounts, Danielle Miller pulls her first documented con, as she reportedly tries to pass off a Rod Stewart impersonator as the real thing, performing his hit song.
At first, people are told Rod Stewart's performing at the party, and then it's discovered, wait a minute, that's not Rod Stewart, that's an impersonator. And some say this is like one of her early scams, trying to trick her party guests into believing her parents hired Rod Stewart to sing at her Sweet 16.
Well, that seems a little bit harsh.
Journalist Jessica Pressler always tries to see the best in people. It's one of the most endearing things about her. Was 16-year-old Danielle Miller trying to trick her party guests into believing Rod Stewart was in attendance? Not necessarily, says Pressler.
First of all, I will say that Sweet 16 parties on the Upper East Side are kind of notorious. I mean, Rod Stewart would not be like an A-list performer at a Sweet 16 Upper East Side party. Like, people have had like Beyonce or like, you know, they've had much bigger stars have had the top billing at a Sweet 16 birthday party in Manhattan. So I don't know if she sort of fudged a little and said it was the real Rod Stewart instead of the, I mean, it's only minorly more cool than a fake Rod Stewart to have the real Rod Stewart. So I don't actually know if it was, has anyone asked Rod Stewart if he was there?
I think unequivocally it was not Rod Stewart, but you know, you've seen these lookalikes. They can fool a lot of people for a while, especially if there's alcohol being served and some level of distance between, you know, impersonator and fan.
Sure. I mean, it's definitely a strange choice to pick Rod Stewart for a 16-year-old's birthday party. Right?
It is. But again, and only because I've been investigating dozens of con cases, it's almost more believable if it is Rod Stewart. Like, Beyonce would be a stretch. Like, that's possibly millions of dollars to get Beyonce. But Rod Stewart, you know, that's possible. Maybe the parents have, I don't know. But it's weird.
Rod Stewart is like, no, I cost just as much as Beyonce. I don't know. I thought you were going to say there was a through line with con cases and Rod Stewart. That would have been amazing.
No, there is a through line with con artists picking stories that are believable, that are ostentatious, but not too ostentatious, just ostentatious enough for people yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's a very good point. They do tend to pick things that could be slightly believable.
After all, Danielle Miller is enrolled at Horace Mann. Her father is a powerful attorney in New York City. She obviously comes from money, and maybe her parents can afford to hire Rod Stewart for the night. Sidebar, according to BookingEntertainment.com, the cost to hire Rod Stewart for a private party is exactly $1 million. But that's today. In 2005, it might have been even more, because he was on the heels of a number one selling album back then.
Well, what do you know about her parents?
Her father is the head of the New York Bar Association, and her mother, a stay-at-home mom. I think I read that her mother was a Rockette.
So it was a bit of a mystery what Danielle Miller's deal was exactly.
It sounded like she lived a few blocks from Central Park and, you know, had that kind of gossip girl lifestyle.
But as the years pass, Danielle Miller seems to be growing into a bright, enterprising young woman. By 2012, she's firmly in her 20s and graduates Arizona State University with not one, but two degrees. The first in public policy and the second in business. And that's no lie, she really does have two degrees. We actually confirmed this with ASU. But Danielle Miller wants to be an attorney, like her dad. So she enrolls in law school at exclusive Pepperdine University in Malibu, California. And unlike Lizzie Mulder, our OC savior in season 2, she actually goes there. Even though she says her father told her she'd make a terrible lawyer because her ethics are questionable. While attending Pepperdine in the summer of 2017, Danielle Miller flies back to New York City to do an internship with a judge who's reportedly a family friend. But in her free time, she enjoys visiting the Body Factory Skincare Spa in Hell's Kitchen.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
We offer from injectable Botox and fillers to different procedures like cool sculpting and laser hair removal and different type of peels and, you know, products. And we offer everything that you can get into an aesthetic clinic without going to a plastic surgeon or a doctor.
The Body Factory looks kind of like a high-end laboratory with clean lines, ultra-modern concrete facades, and about a dozen well-heeled women walking around in lab coats helping clients get their procedures done.
These procedures sound very expensive.
Very expensive. I mean, it can start from $500 and up. It can go up to $10,000.
As the founder of Body Factory Skincare, Eugene Kagansky is living the American dream.
So I was born in the USSR. Obviously, a country does not exist in this world anymore. But I'm Ukrainian and Russian, and I also lived 10 years in Israel. Maybe that's why I have the tough skin, like the Israeli thing in me.
And he kind of looks like a badass from an action movie franchise. I'll post a picture of him on our Instagram, at Queen of the Con, so you can see for yourself.
How did Daniel Miller first cross your path?
So the way how everything really started is that, you know, I always look at sales at Body Factory, and I always look at our purchases and who buys what and where. Customers can walk in, book their appointments online, purchase their treatments online. And what happened is it was a very weird transaction that happened in my location. And it was for a lot of money. It was a huge transaction for a lot of money. And usually what I do in my business is when I see a big transaction, I usually flag it. Because people that are purchasing online will not run a transaction for $5,000, $6,000 when they're going to a medical salon or spa without knowing what they're doing, what procedure they need.
Online, somebody booked $6,000 worth
procedure,
of treatments.
Correct.
And you're saying that normally for that amount of money, they would come in.
Yes, absolutely. There would be consultation, there would be recommendation, and they would not just drop $6,000 online without knowing what they're purchasing, especially when they're not an existing client.
Right. So here you have a new customer booking $6,000 online. Were you suspicious or just wanted to make sure everything was on the up and up?
I'm always suspicious because I just felt that this is something a little bit fishy to me, that somebody will just book the $6,000 procedure, not book, purchase. So he literally ran the credit card for $6,000 to purchase these procedures, right? And I just put a note in my system saying that customers, it might be fraudulent. That's the first thing I did.
So it turns out that online booking is coming from Danielle Miller, who's using her own name to book and purchase $6,000 worth of procedures at the Body Factory.
What kinds of procedures are we talking? Was she getting Botox?
She was planning to get Botox. She was planning to get some fillers, microneedling. She was planning to do some cool sculpting. She was planning to do some facials. There are really expensive ones with the micro, you know, with the micro panning and blood and all the good stuff.
But shortly after Danielle Miller pays the $6,000 online and begins showing up several times for a number of treatments, the Body Factory gets a chargeback. Actually, multiple chargebacks, meaning the credit card company reversed all the charges she made, and Eugene Kagansky has to just suck it up and take the loss. Turns out, the credit cards Danielle Miller is using to pay for those multiple procedures totaling $6,000 are not hers.
So I got into the credit card and the system accounts, and I realized that her credit card that she did the purchasing completely different every single time she did all those purchases. So her credit card didn't even match with the online store. So each time she was facing different credit card numbers with same name with different addresses. So then I contact the credit card company and I explained to them that this is my situation, and they told me that all of those transactions were a fraud and the customers on those credit cards were not the right customers. They actually never been to my business before.
So Eugene calls the NYPD. They offer to come by and take a police report, but Eugene tells them no, he wants to wait until Danielle Miller comes back to the Body Factory for more treatments, and then have police show up.
So I told my staff, and I wrote a note, that if she's going to book again, please let me know.
Wow, so essentially you set a trap.
I did set a trap. And 3 months later...
Wow, 3 months.
Yeah, like 3 months. Suddenly, my manager's texting me. She's like, Danielle Miller, she's going to come to have an appointment done for a procedure. I said, perfect. I called the New York City police department, that detective, and I told him, I need your help. And he said, okay, I'm going to be there. So I came that day, and she came in smiling like nothing happened. Everything was amazing. I was in the front desk smiling to her, welcoming her and everything. Never asked her anything. I let her go to the room for treatment. She was happy. Like, not like she really thought that we don't even know what's going on. So 45 minutes, like an hour later, she did the treatment and everything. She came out to, after the treatment, ask her, how are you doing? And her face is great. You know, you look fabulous and everything else. And then I pretended that I see all of those transactions on my account. And I said, oh my God, 1 second, let me take a look at this. I see that you have some chargeback. Everything is okay with your credit card. And she's like, no, 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 everything is fine. Everything is totally fine. And I'm like, okay, well, I see that I have some type of transaction, and then I'm really going through, and it looks like the credit card company is not giving me the money, all those purchases that you did here. And she's like, let me settle this down. I'm like, no, no, everything should be fine. And I'm like, so then you're going to settle this now? Like, you owe us $7,000. And she's like, no, it's impossible. This is my credit card. And I'm like, okay, well, so let's do some other type of verification. Can I have your ID, please? And she's like, I don't know where's my ID. I don't think I have my ID with me. I think it's at home. And she started creating this story. I said, okay, can you give me the credit card that you made these purchases with? And she's like, 1 second. So she started looking for those credit cards. And I'm like, well, I have all these transactions. You must pay for these treatments because I see in my computer that nothing has been paid. So she's like, 1 second, and she started making like a phone call or something, and she was just very uncomfortable. And then I did this with my hand.
So you signaled to the detectives who were outside.
They were waiting for her outside of the store. So they came in exactly at the time where she was going to check out. And then she was like, she froze. She literally stand there and she's completely frozen. And then the detective said, okay, well, hi, I'm detective, et cetera, et cetera. And he's like, please, I would like to give me your, I need your ID, I need your notification. She's like, oh my God, I don't have anything. And then she started creating the story. And he was like, okay, I need you to come to the office with me. And she's like, no, I need to speak with my, like, what's the problem? And like, she started like creating this kind of, what's the problem? Is nothing problem with me? I was like, you owe the business money. I need you to show us a proof of purchases. I obviously pull all the records and I laid all the information from all the receipts in the credit card. And he started asking her about all the credit card purchases. And it's like, why is this credit card is not in the name? Why, what is this? And then she started creating the story. Oh, this is my friend and he purchased this thing for me. And it was just my mom. And there was my sister, and there was another person, and so he kind of, yeah, it's very funny. And she just didn't know, like, she was just white. She turned white. And so she couldn't answer any of those questions. He took her purse, and he opened the purse, and he found out another 25 credit cards inside.
What?
Yeah. And all of those credit cards were not on her name. So she was doing this a lot. Well, I was shocked because I didn't even think, like, all those names and credit cards and shit. And it's like, what is this credit card? And what is that credit card? Where is this from? And then what? And of course, like, she couldn't answer any of that stuff. So she just was shocked because we caught her. They arrested her on the spot.
According to the NYPD, Danielle Miller actually argues with the arresting officers, saying, quote,
my assistant made the appointment. I had an assistant when I worked for a judge over the summer. I don't have any credit cards with me.
Remember, she was interning with a New York judge who was a family friend. And she's telling police that as an intern, she has an assistant who booked these body factory appointments. How many interns do you know have assistants? Anyway, Danielle Miller goes on to tell the arresting officers, quote,
I just want to let you know, my father is the president of the New York State Bar Association.
But police are clearly not intimidated because they end up cuffing her and hauling her off to jail.
I'm applauding you.
Thank you.
I think what you did is amazing.
Thank you.
The patience you showed to wait until she called again, instead of trying to get cops to go to her place and arrest her, you wanted to catch her red-handed, and that's unequivocal evidence that police have with their own eyes watching her come and try to use, you know, stolen credit cards.
To me, it was not about the money. My goal was to catch her and to put her in her place. Somebody needed to do that. Somebody needed to explain in this world that you don't do stuff like this.
Yeah.
You know, I work hard for my business. I work hard for what I do. And I don't steal anything from no one. I work hard to what I have. I came from a different country here and I'm a hardworking person. I don't need that somebody's, you know, like her, so pretty and young and, you know, and entitled to come to my business and steal my hard work.
So, Danielle Miller gets arrested and is taken to a New York City jail. But she has connections, thanks to her father, who, if you recall, is the president of the New York Bar Association. All of a sudden, high-powered attorney Barry Commons is retained to defend her. He's a retired New York judge, and this courtroom is his old stomping ground. He also used to be the president of the New York Bar Association, and he's got a lucrative history of representing high-profile clients like Rudy Giuliani and Harvey Weinstein. Attorney Barry Commons is able to get Danielle quickly released from jail, no problem, as long as she agrees to show up for any and all court appearances pertaining to the criminal case against her. After all, she's being charged with 5 felonies for her Body Factory skincare shenanigans, including grand larceny, identity theft, and the unlawful possession of the personal identification of a bunch of people. If she's convicted on all 5 counts, she might be looking at 5 years or more in jail. Though, it is her first brush with the law, and high-powered attorney Barry Commons is confident he can get her off with probation. But at her next super important court appearance, Barry Commons is apoplectic because his client, Danielle Miller, is a no-show. Word on the street is she skipped town. The judge is furious, and he quickly issues a warrant for her arrest. 3 weeks later, authorities manage to track down Danielle Miller and slap the cuffs on her, and you won't believe where.
It's crazy.
Next time on Queen of the Con.
I wanted to start something against cyberbullying, a nonprofit, right? She's all into it because she went through the cyber thing with...
with Swiffergate.
Yeah, Swiffergate.
Danielle Miller pulls out all the stops to lock down the object of her affection.
She said, you know, during our like friendship, she was like, you know, if we just get married, I'll be able to get so many millions. And she's like, then we can just like split it up.
Wow.
Then it all goes horribly wrong.
Oh my God, I had no idea.
Portions of public statements made to the media and to authorities by Danielle Miller were dramatized verbatim in this episode, as were the questions and comments from those interviewing her. If you're enjoying Queen of the Con, click share and send it to your friends and family. Also, leave us a 5-star review. Reviews increase the odds that other listeners like you will find us. Queen of the Con, The Rich Girl, is a production of AYR Media and iHeartMedia, hosted by me, Jonathan Walton, executive producers Jonathan Walton for Jonathan Walton Productions and Aliza Rosen for AYR Media, executive producer Paulina Williams. Written by Jonathan Walton, consulting producer Evan Goldstein, segment producer Kathy Abraham, senior associate producer Jill Pashesnik, coordinator George Pham, sound design by Tim Mulhern, edited and mixed by Tim Mulhern, supervising editor Victoria Chang, audio engineer Justin Longerbeam, studio engineer Matteo Berrigan, mastered by Victoria Chang, legal counsel for AYR Media Gianni Douglas, executive producer for iHeartMedia Maya Howard, voice acting by Milena Krolieski, court records, police records, the Department of Justice, Homeland Security, victim interviews, interviews with investigators, the New York Post, New York Magazine, and Spotify's Forbidden Fruits were the sources used for this season of Queen of the Con.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now